Hey guys, welcome back to the Scott's Morning Show. It is Thursday, November 29th, 2018, and today is International Day of Solidarity with the Palestinian people. So I don't know if they make cards for that yet, but that might be a good business for you to start. So this is my second time recording today. I had the whole thing fucking done, and it got erased, so I am recording on a mic today, on the computer, because this shit is happening way too often on my phone. So hopefully it goes smooth and I don't have to do it for a third time, but let's jump into some birthdays here. We got Chuck Mangione turning 78 today, so, constant guest star appearances in King of the Hill. He did his own music shit and everything else. That's not important. But next up, we got Howie Mandel turning 63, the star of Bobby's World. He also, to a lesser extent, did that America's Got Talent. So I'm sure there's some of you out there watching that. Let me find my spit cup here real quick. Okay, next up, we got Larry Campbell turning 48. He's been in Orville, Weeds, My Name is Earl, great show, According to Jim. And, I've seen him in shit before. They have a fucked up picture of him on Wikipedia. It's just looking like he's looking for a cookie or something. It's the worst picture they could find, I don't know. Next up, we got Anna Faris turning 42 today. So she plays Christy in that show Mom, which I keep fucking talking about. I don't know what the hell's going on. Their birthdays are all around the same time. But that's like the show I hate the most out of all the shows my wife watches. It's worse than a cop show about a bunch of whiny fuckers going to AA meetings and shit. I don't know. I couldn't do the AA meetings, man. I don't see... You know the easiest way to get off of a substance? Switch to another substance. Huh? That works every fucking time. You might have to wean off, but yeah. I don't know. When I tried drinking, I went to the church for one day. I couldn't fucking do that. And I thought about AA, and I was just like, I don't need to tell anybody about my feelings. That's just weird. I don't know. It helps some people. More power to you if it works for you. It's definitely not for me. But this lady was also in Just Friends, The Hot Chick, The Emoji Movie. She's been in a ton of movies. Let's get on to Chadwick Aaron. Turning 41 today, he plays the Black Panther in the Marvel Universe, and he's actually been in quite a few other movies since Black Panther. I tried watching that movie, I just couldn't get into it. I don't know, man, I'm not a Black Panther fan. I don't like most, I read comics, and I'm one of those nerdy guys, but I just can't get into most superheroes. I don't know. I got my Batman, I got my Swamp Thing, Suicide Squad, and then I read some other little independent comics that aren't really hero-based, but couldn't do the Black Panther. That movie was way too much for me. Let's jump into some history today. We got 1729. The Natchez Indians murdered 138 French men, 35 of the women, and 56 of the children in Fort Rosalie in Natchez, Mississippi. And then we jump to even more bad news here. We got 1781. I'm hoping this mic is recording this shit. Huh? I've recorded another podcast on this microphone. It's been a while, but I never actually listened to any of these podcasts. So one day I got a 20-minute podcast and there's no audio. Somebody message me because it's fucking embarrassing listening to your own voice. That's weird. But let's jump back into it. We got 1781. A British slave ship named the Zong. There was the crew murdered 133 Africans by throwing them into the ocean. And they did this to collect the insurance on them. So it wasn't like a life insurance. This was like a property insurance. Pretty fucked up deal. And since it's in Wikipedia, I'm pretty sure they were caught for doing it. How would you do that, though? You know, like some of the crew would have to go over, too, I would imagine. What are you going to tell your insurance people? Oh, yeah, we all made it safely, but all 133 of those slaves just sort of flew off the side of the boat. We hit a wave. I don't know. It was weird. We were all under the ship or something. I don't know how the fuck they would even think that would be a good idea, but I don't know. 1877, Thomas Edison did a demonstration for his phonograph for the first time. So he just patented it not too long ago. Okay, now we're jumping into some interesting stuff here. We got 1921, U.S. Admiral Byrd led the first expedition over the South Pole. So this is big news, like, right now. And, like, when I first heard about this, I wanted to believe more than anything, you know, but it's sadly not true. But Admiral Byrd is one of the people they associate with the hollow earth theory. And this is still a good theory to, like, get the false facts right, you know, memorize them all. So then when a flat earther comes up to you, you can just, like, how the fuck would the earth be flat, idiot? It's fucking hollow. There's people living in it. I mean, goddamn, what are you, fucking dumb? The earth can't be flat and hollow at the same time. But, yeah, all this shit's pretty much bullshit. Admiral Byrd's private diary, where they get most of this information. This was published like 25 years after the expedition, and I'm pretty sure it might have been released after he was dead. I'm not sure about that. But then there was like the Nazi boats that were missing that went down and lived with the Agarthians down in the Hollow Earth. Yeah, I mean, that some of those ships are actually confirmed that they sunk and they're like in the ocean. They had the Indians that they would talk to, and that shit was all passed down like word to mouth for thousands of years. Those people hadn't even ever done the journey to the center of the earth. I mean, it sounds cool as shit. It's pretty interesting. It would make a hell of a good book. I mean, you know, you could do like a graphic novel series out of the Argarthians, but yeah, not 100% true there. So let's jump up a couple years here. We got 1963, Trans-Canada Air Flight 831 crashed right after takeoff, killing 118 people on board the plane. So yeah, have fun flying this Christmas season here. We got 1972, right in time for Christmas, Atari released Pong, and this became the first commercially successful video game. Yeah, I really like the fucking... I remember I was just talking to my kids about that. I got the Space Invaders on my flip phone, and I think when I got that shit, I had to pay like $2 a month to have the shit on my phone, dude. And nowadays, you know, they've got like Call of Duty on your fucking phone. It's crazy. But yeah, I thought that was pretty cool shit, you know? I mean, I could sit on my flip phone and play Centipede or Space Invaders while I was waiting or doing whatever on the toilet. What do we got next here? We got 1987, North Korea planted a bomb in Korean Flight 858 that killed all 115 people on board the plane. More shitty news here. Yeah, I've honestly debated whether even getting into the actual news of today around Christmas. I don't know, maybe we can talk about conspiracies or some shit, because it's all pretty fucking depressing. But today we're doing the news. So we got 78-year-old man kills around 90 people. 78-year-old Samuel Little is spending the rest of his life in prison. He was hoping to move prisons in the spring, but his name popped up on the VICAP, Violent Criminal Apprehension Program of the FBI. So he popped up there in connection with a series of unsolved murder cases across America. He's currently serving a life sentence for the murder of three women he killed in L.A., but when he was questioned by the FBI, he admitted to around 90 murders. So he denied the first original three. You know, he's trying not to go for life. But now he's like, what the fuck? You know, I might as well. So he admitted to 90 murders that went coast to coast from 1970 to 2005. So holy shit, dude. This makes him one of the most prolific serial killers in U.S. history. And they fucking advertise the shit out of that, man. You're like feeding fucking serial killers with this shit. I shouldn't even have done this story, but the investigators have only confirmed 34 of these murders so far. This dude was giving him everything. He, like, names the exact locations, where he put the bodies, like, the whole shooting caboodle. He just didn't know the dates. And it's like, man, I don't fucking know. We'll talk about it here in a little bit. He was targeting vulnerable women like prostitutes and addicts. He was finally arrested on a narcotics charge. And he was in a homeless shelter in Kansas or Kentucky. And they extradited him back to California for this narcotics charge. And then they had a DNA match with him on these three murders of these women. And this was back in 2012. And then he was sentenced to life in 2014. So this was like 7 years after the last time he had murdered someone, at least to what he tells the FBI. But I think at this point, you know, he's probably telling them everything. Like, I don't know why the fuck he's admitting to this shit, but, yeah, I think if we, like, publicly like, the stocks, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know it's not humane, and I know the problem with, like, putting someone in stocks or, like, publicly killing them or something, they, you know, there's wrongfully accused. And I know people who are, I know someone who's wrongfully accused for murder right now. I don't want to get into that. Yeah, I think, like, realistically, if you did, like, public executions or, like, locked them in a cage in front of a mall where people could throw shit at them, you know, maybe it would tone some of that shit down a little bit. People would probably think a little bit more before they, you know, like, keep that shit from coming out. You know what I'm saying? And I think, like, you look on Facebook or listen to podcasts or social media, I mean, you always see these things of, like, you know, they're euthanizing dogs that attack people. Why aren't they euthanizing pedophiles? And, like, I think the majority of America doesn't have a problem with it. But I think especially with the pedophiles, like, they've linked all that shit to government agents and, or government officials, not agents, government officials and, like, the Vatican and all these higher ranking people. And then they try to make them look crazy, like Alex Jones. If you look at the snippets on YouTube, they make him look like a fucking nutball that he's talking this Pizzagate conspiracy and all this shit. But if you watch his actual show, I know this shit's like 2 to 3 hours long, but he brings in documents, classified documents that they got. And I mean, it's like he had one where Obama was talking about how he wanted younger walnuts and these Walmart or walnuts were a little too brown. And they're talking about like hot dogs and all this shit in these sexual ways. And it's like they caught that dude in England that was like a super big celebrity. I don't know if he was a game show or like a talk show host, but he was like this well-respected figure. And he did all these charity organizations for like homeless kids and kids with mental disorders. And then they find out later that this dude's like renting out these kids. He would abduct them and rent them out. And they'd have these fucking like sex parties and shit with them. And like, I don't know why we're not fucking going more into that shit. You know, they flood the news with all this crap that's like secondary bullshit, fucking immigration, transgender rights, marijuana. Like, we've got all this stuff that should come after. So, I mean, what do we need in this country? What do we need in the world? We need fucking work. We need to be a little bit more eco-friendly, and we need to stop human trafficking. Like, three huge problems with the world, and we just don't. That should be the shit that's being talked about every fucking day. Every day. And then the news for the past couple weeks, it's all been about Donald Trump said this shit about these people, or these people are saying this shit about Donald Trump. And it's like, it just drowns these news, like CNN's and Fox News and all this shit. It's just this like opinionated bullshit about a fucking political system that was created 300 fucking years ago. It doesn't even work anymore, dude. It doesn't work. We have an electoral college. Why do we have an electoral college? Because they used to have to fucking deliver this shit by horses. Like, it's not shit that we should be doing today. It's not, we should have a group of people from every side up there who have to come to a consensus and like actually talk about it, not hold out because the people who are investing money in them don't like that idea and they're trying to pass shit through. We need to get rid of all of them and just have a fucking normal conversation. You know, they look at a problem from every angle and they have to come to a consensus. I mean, that just makes the most sense. Our system's fucking broken. I don't know. I'm not a fucking, I'm a high school dropout, so what do I know? Okay, let's get into our next story here. We got turning e-trash into profit. So where does all of our e-trash go? You know, I mean, you think about all the phones and computers and TVs and stereos, game systems, Roombas, vacuums, like all this shit. And most of the time when people throw away a vacuum, just for example, I mean, it's just because that shit's clogged before it gets, you know, it's either clogged underneath or it's clogged in the hose, and it's a super easy fix and people just buy a new one. But, you know, and then you don't, you got some people like me who end up fucking stripping all these parts out and saving them in their different little boxes and then never use them. You know, I never use any of this shit, but I gotta save it because I might need it one day. Like my shiny box filled with electrical parts and lights and fans and shit. But yeah, I mean, I never fucking use it. So it ends up going in the trash when we're kicked out of our house and have to move or whatever, you know. But yeah, you think we could reuse some of this shit. And that's where this story comes into play. So this country, they have these countries like Togo, Africa. And this place imports around 500,000 tons of e-trash every year. And this just looks a little small place in Africa. But, you know, most of this shit's probably getting buried in the cover of darkness. We got fucking people who just need to get rid of it, and they just send it to Africa. You'll never see it again. You know, we got laws that sort of prohibit that shit. But, I mean, we're not dumb. That's what's happening. Most of it's getting buried and fucking disposed of. And whatever they can't get rid of under the cover of darkness, they got to ship back to Belgium. And then that's dealt with in a respective manner, I guess. I don't fucking know. But, you know, sending all this e-trash is doing, like, real good in the place like Togo. So this shit's bringing jobs and innovation over there. And not just jobs burying trash. But these people, man, they're fucking go-getters. You know what I'm saying? We got this guy, O.C. Folly Becky. I wish I could pronounce this guy's name right, because he deserves a right pronunciation on his name. But this dude made a robot spider out of an old 3D printer, and then he made a 3D printer out of straight trash. And, I mean, the shit works. He learned how to do all this shit on the internet, you know? These guys are doing something good with the shit they find out how to do on the internet. I'm just, like, researching the internet constantly to see if I can find the next fucking thing I can throw in a missionary's face to make him question his religion. But, yeah, I don't know. They're doing good. So you got a dude like this 29-year-old OC, and he runs Ecotech Labs, and he shares this building with just a fucking dump, an e-waste dump, you know, and then he gets to go out and get the parts that he wants, and he reuses them, and he goes to all these schools all over Africa and tries to teach these kids, you know, that they can be entrepreneurs and they can reuse this shit and it can make an actual life for them with this e-trash. And he's not the only one, you know. There's a 39-year-old dude named Nico Efati. Can't pronounce his name either, but he was thought to be the first person in Togo to make a homemade 3D printer out of trash. So he took his little 3D printer to the 2015 Barcelona Fabrication Technology Conference, and he won first place. I mean, they're doing shit with this trash, you know, they're getting it done. And it's a fucking a gold mine to these people, you know. But how much e-waste do we actually use? Well, in 2016, there was 44 million tons of e-waste thrown out on a global scale. And when you think about this, this is probably just the shit that was recycled. So this isn't counting all the shit you threw in the bottom of your trash can and tried to hide it because you know that fucking trash man's going to charge you for throwing that TV away or that battery or whatever. I mean, this is probably realistically only the shit that's being recycled. And this number's, they're thinking this number's going to raise to 52 million tons by 2021. And as of right now, only about 20% of this shit actually gets recycled. So, and I don't think, you know, I think we need to do shit like these people are doing in Togo. You know, it's not recycling isn't that great for the environment when you think about it. Reusing is great. You've got that country, I think it's Switzerland, I don't remember what country it is, but they collect all the Coca-Cola bottles and then they, you know, fucking clean them back out and they recap them and fill them, and you know, that's a lot better. But when you think about our recycling thing, you've got a trash can, you're throwing a whole bunch of shit in there that shouldn't be in there, it's covered with food, you know, very few people actually rinse all the shit out, but then it's sorted, most of it goes to the dump anyway, and then they take the shit that is recyclable, they ship it to fucking China or whatever after driving it with this big ass diesel truck to a huge ship or train or whatever, and they ship it away, and then somewhere with less health restrictions than our country does, burns it all down, and all that paint and fucking chemicals and all the other shit goes up into the air, and it's still like fucking the world up, right? I mean, I don't know. I'm in the short term, it's probably definitely better to just throw it away, but I mean, it's a problem. Like, we can't do this shit forever. It's all made by oil. You know, you get a piece of food, like a fucking TV dinner, and it's wrapped in plastic, and then it's in a box, and then the actual tray's wrapped in plastic, it's got a tray, like, I don't know what you do with this. I mean, there's like, what, 7.5, I think it's 7.8 billion people on the face of the planet now, like, with health concerns and everything else. I don't know what the fuck you do, man. I don't know. I think we're pretty much just done. You know, we're going to ride this train until it fucking crashes. It's goes off the track. Like, I don't think we're already seeing this. You know, they're bringing it public that, hey, yeah, the environment is fucked up and it's because of us. And then you got people who are denying that. And the only reason they're denying that shit is because they're making a profit off of it. Like, you know, it's undeniable. We've cut down all the fucking forests and jungles and shit. We've dammed up the water, polluted the water. Like, we've got shit growing where it shouldn't be growing. We built all these structures that destroyed ecosystems. It's like, of course. I mean, of course we have. We're mining the fucking earth for all this metal and coal and oil and natural gas and all this shit. Like, all of it has an impact. And then, you know, they go into like solar and stuff. And I've realistically thought about that. And it's like, if we switched to pure solar pure solar energy, that has to have an effect on the world, right? So you have these plates that are collecting the energy from the sun that's stealing it from heating the earth, right? I mean, that's got to do something. It has to do something. I've never heard anybody talk about that. But I mean, the more and more we take away this shit, that would like cool down the earth, wouldn't it? I would think. I don't know. I'm not a fucking scientist, but I think everything's got, you know, some sort of downside reaction, something that's going to happen. You just can't have this many people on the fucking planet and expect it. I mean, we're not supposed to live with this many people. You know, in 1800, there was 1 billion people on the face of the planet. And then 2000, or 1900, it was 1.5 billion. And now we're up to 7.8 billion people on the fucking planet. Like, when realistically, our numbers should probably be like maybe a million, you know, living in little tribes with the animals. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is, but yeah, that pretty much does it for the day. We got some news. We are staying here, so I'm probably going to record on this microphone every day now and hopefully be able to spend a little bit more time doing some of these shows. And then I don't know. We'll just take it from there. But you guys have a good day. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at ScottHay86. I am on Facebook, but I've got like, I don't know, like 10 different fucking, every time I had a new money making idea, I fucking created a Facebook and then I forget the passwords and all that shit. So there's probably like 20 of them out there. I don't know. But yeah, be sure to like, subscribe, share, and write a review. And I will be back to you guys tomorrow. Have a good day. And yeah, that's it. Okay, bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.